My new work is probably my most personal series of work. It's about my immigration experience from the Philippines to the Bay Area. So we moved here in 1981. The first piece is titled Daly City, Our New Home. And in the foreground, there are five characters. They represent my mom, my dad, my older sister, older brother, and myself with our luggages. All of us look really happy except for my dad, because we moved from a five-bedroom home in the Philippines to a one-bedroom apartment in Daly City. So it was a challenging move for him, because we had to start from like zero. We didn't have any money, but all of us were really excited. And one of the paintings at the gallery shows my dad washing dishes and my mom going to work for the first time. So it's sort of like a reversal of roles. Daly City is nicknamed Little Manila because in the 60s, there was a big brain drain phenomenon. So the Filipinos moved to California, and Daly City was not the best place to live, and most folks didn't consider it back then, because it was really, really foggy. And so the title of my exhibit is Kulap, which is the Tagalog word for fog. So it's very, very foggy, and folks didn't really want to live there. And so the houses there were really affordable, and now they go for $1.2 million. The next painting in the series is entitled Driving Through West Virginia, and it's probably one of the kind of scariest experiences I've ever had. It was me driving alone in this empty road. Eventually, I noticed this powder blue car trying to get my attention. So after a few minutes, I looked, and I locked eyes with a whole bunch of teenagers, and I saw them all doing this racist Asian gesture where they kind of pulled their eyes to make them squint. So it was really frightening because, as I said, I was by myself, and I knew that eventually I would have to exit. What if I ran out of gas or I had to use a bathroom? But eventually they did leave me alone. But hands down, that was one of the most kind of frightening experiences I've ever had. The last piece I'd like to talk about is a print version of Liberty for All. And the print features the Statue of Liberty comforting vulnerable folks. What I'd like folks to kind of take in or like experience when they view my latest exhibit is that I believe that most immigrants can relate to them, and so they're not just specifically about one group of people. I think they're broad enough that most folks can relate to the challenges of our experience. One thing I also would like to point out is my Filipino-American immigration experience was a challenge, but in comparison to other immigrants' experiences, I feel that I've had a little easier. But, you know, these are still my experiences, and they were hard. And there's hope in the series. And one thing is that I hope we all become more compassionate and kind after viewing the exhibit.